This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
I'm always puzzled in safety why stuff in the red is deemed as being a threat. Yet in the lean and quality world, stuff that's in the red is seen as an opportunity.
It's something that's really stuck out over the last couple of months is that every time there's a red incident, as we might call it, in safety, that we immediately break into action and put in a team to go and make sure we get rid of it, where our friends in the lean world are really more focused and quite excited by there's an opportunity to improve or an opportunity to learn something new and then improve from that. And I think that's a really interesting way of looking at it. I like the way they approach that. Not a threat.
Yeah, and what I observe in the lean world is that stuff in the green, they actually see it as a threat.
Yes, if all the metrics are green, people get really worried because something's hidden somewhere.
But what's interesting in the lean world, when they see something as a threat, they actually don't go out and investigate. They actually go out and they want to be curious. They want to understand what that change is because change has to be present. So they're not looking for what we might call the workers imagined state. They're actually wanting to validate that workers done state.
Yes.
Because they know that workers done has to change over time.
Yep. And it's about the improvement in the process and the continual improvement.
Yet risk management, the fundamental tenet of risk management is that we look at things, we must treat things either as opportunities or as threats. And to me, learning is a really good example because learning should always be seen as an opportunity.
Yes.
Learning doesn't pose a threat. It shouldn't pose a threat to the people participating or shouldn't pose a threat to the organisation on the outcome.
What we're seeing there is that quite often when there's an incident in the safety world, training's the go-to thing. We're going to fix the worker with training. Where in the lean world, it's an outcome from learning more about the opportunity and the improvement.
The event is seen as an opportunity to learn from rather than how to fix or correct people back to following the system.
Yes. The system adapts effectively.
So because the system isn't sort of adapting or changing to the work environment without feedback from the workers, could we even be as bold to say that the system poses a threat?
Quite often.
And work is the opportunity.
It's not having that capacity to change over time. Is it people fix it and then move on?
So workers are really the opportunity, and the opportunity to learn is how to actually improve the system to support workers in everyday work.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please tune into the show, The Practice of Learning Teams, on how to learn and improve on safety, quality and operational excellence. Available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon and other podcast providers near you.